Blog Talk Radio.
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. Here's my heart.
And good morning. I've been trying to see it. Excuse this voice, but we had such a high time in worship yesterday. Amen. Amen. I hope y'all are there. I hope y'all are there. Amen. Amen. I'm assuming that you are there. There's some technical issue, but I'm going to go as if you can hear me. And again, ask you to excuse my voice. Yesterday was, whew, that's all I can say, Lord. That's all I can say. All three services were just powerful. They were just powerful. And God really moved. So I tell you, I left it all on the field. That's what they say when you're playing football or playing sports. They said, you know, leave it all on the field. And that's what I believe we did yesterday. I left that voice on the field too. And so just pray for me that this voice will recover, that my voice will recover by Wednesday. Amen. As we go. Wednesday for our recharge. I've got a full week. So Wednesday is recharge. Thursday, I'll be preaching at Greater St. Mary Church. Amen. And I'm hoping that you will join me on Thursday night at 7:30. I'm praying that you will join me as we go to seek the face of the Lord and worship together. With Queen St. Mary and Bishop James Chambers. Then Friday we have our business meeting, which is extremely important. It's our annual business meeting. We do this on January, and we've got to approve the budget, move forward in that respect. And then, of course, you know, Sunday, Saturday, I have a teaching opportunity, and then Sunday, our three services. So you just please, please pray. Please pray for me, for my voice, for my strength. I've been blessed of the Lord, and I'm thanking God for all that he's doing. The fast has been tremendous. It has been a blessing, and I'm praying that you, too, have been blessed, and just thanking God for his blessing and for what he's been doing. It's just been a tremendous and a great, great, great experience with the Lord in these last several days. So thanks be to God. Now, yesterday we, I did not finish the message at any of the services yesterday. I think I got through one point at 8:45. I did not preach at all at 9:45. The Spirit of the Lord at 8 o'clock. I got through one point at 9:45. The Spirit of the Lord just rushed into that place, and I'm telling you. I spoke to me clearly. He says, no, you're not going to preach. I just need you to pray for a few people. And we began to pray. And I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord fell upon our young people. My God, I loved it. I loved it. Many of you know that I got my, I guess I call it, cut my teeth in ministry, in youth ministry. And that's really my love. And Lord, I didn't want to leave those young people at the 9:45, but I understand that even after I left 9:45, the Spirit of the Lord came through yet again. So the young folks who were in the sanctuary, God ministered to them. And then I believe our tweens were upstairs in their sessions, in their service, and they came down and at the end of service, their service was over, they came down, and I tell you, they went to embrace their friends who were being ministered to, who the Holy Spirit was ministering to, and the Spirit of God got a hold of them as they were hugging and embracing and encouraging their friends who were being, who the Spirit of God was ministering to, and it was pandemonium. What an amazing experience for our youth. So you know the Spirit of God is moving when the young people are spread out. They're laid on the floor in worship to the Lord, and God is ministering to them, and they're crying out, oh Lord, to God, and service is over, and they're still on the floor crying out to God. They're not worried about anybody seeing them. They're not worried about what people are going to say about them. They just want an authentic experience with God. And it was just amazing and powerful. And I'm just thanking God. Amen. Thanking God for all that he continues to do. And amen. So at that 11 o'clock service, I think I got through one point even there. And so we talked about the road from here to there. And the understanding that the road to get from here to there is not straight. There are crooks in that road. That road takes us through peaks and valleys. That road takes us through hard times. It takes us through difficult places. And that road is a road that often we find, and we would often say, that God's not making sense here. This doesn't make sense. Why are we doing this? Why are we going in this direction? And we began to use, we walked through the text in 1 Kings 17, where Elijah encounters the widow at Zarephath. And what a powerful encounter it was. And we said that, you know, obviously God drove Elijah to go to Zarephath, which really is for what Elijah was doing. Elijah was hiding. He was trying to get away from Jezebel and to send Elijah to Zarephath was just just the strangest thing for God to do. It didn't make sense as you just looked at it, because that's the capital city of Ethbel. They were Baal worshipers. That was the domain of Jezebel's father. So all the odds were stacked against him. God told him to do something that just didn't make any sense, and it required faith for him to do it. And then God said, I'm going to have a widow sustain you. How is the widow going to sustain me in a drought? It's a drought. We have nothing. The widow, by mere virtue of the word in the Bible days, means that she has no one taking care of her. So if she has no one taking care of her, my God, how is she going to take care of me? And Elijah was looking at his resources and looking at what could be done through this widow. We look through the text and we recognize that the widow is looking at her own resources. And it didn't make sense because they were looking at something God was not looking at. So often, God seems to not make sense because we are looking at the wrong thing. When God doesn't make sense, it's because he is trying to change our perspective. He's trying to change the way we see stuff. So God tells us to go to school. You go and enroll in school, and then your job tells you that they're having layoffs. And the first thing we want to say is, well, God, hold up now. Hold up, God. Why would you tell me to go to school and then knowing that I would lose my job? And the reason that it doesn't seem to make sense is because we are looking at our job from the job as our resource. That's our source. And God is saying, no, I can put you through school without the job. That's not the resource. I am God. I am the resource. So when God is not making sense on the road from here to there, it's because he's changing your perspective. So today I want you to be praying, God, whatever happens to me today, this whole week, God, whatever happens to me this week, I want you to help me to get the right perspective. That's going to be the key to your success, is that you have the right perspective. The widow was looking at the handful of flour and the little bit of oil. And God was looking at the bin that the flour came from and the jar that was holding the oil. That's what I'm going to fill. So God wants to change your perspective. Father, thank you. And I'm praying that you open our eyes, our heart, our mind, our thinking. As we move forward, change our perspective. Change it to yours. Help us to help us to let our resources be in you. Help us to see our provision in you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for changing the way we see stuff on the road from here to there. In Jesus' name, give us a great day of purpose on purpose. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We're going to figure out what the problem was, and we're going to get it fixed. So you pray for Pastor, and I'm going to pray for you. Love you with the love of the Lord. I'll talk to you Wednesday. Bye-bye.